It is the Friday show, looking ahead to the Premier League action. Neil Atkinson here with Tessa Simakulwa, with Paul Dehaney and Grace Maley. Pete Selby will be joining us on the phone to talk about Leicester City, who face Arsenal at 12:30 on Saturday. But 12:30 on Saturday is not the first game of the week, and the first game of the weekend comes Friday night, Brighton versus Chelsea. They met last week in the Cup, Tessa. This is a bit of a... I'm really looking forward to this, and this is a really good Friday night game. And the reason being is that it's got sort of an odd derby feel, I think, Brighton versus Chelsea these days. I don't know quite how it's happened, but it does sort of have that energy somewhere.
I think it all started with Cucurella, probably. Then it kind of spiralled on to Graham Potter. Then Chelsea signed half of Brighton's recruitment team. And then I think they went and signed Moises Caicedo, probably tried to sign McAllister. And then Lamptey went to Brighton. So it's the full circle. We're just waiting for Evan Ferguson to sign in the summer for Chelsea next. But yeah, I think both of these teams, they've gone on a funny kind of reign of form. I think Brighton in the league, the manager made a few iffy, very, very iffy tactical blunders, especially against Nottingham Forest, where I think he thought he was clever and probably a bit further ahead in his development as Brighton manager than he actually is, by trying to play with basically no midfield, trying to play Ruta in the middle with Hinchelwood and just kind of let everyone else do what they wanted to do, and they ended up getting smashed 7-0. I think since then he's learned and he's realised he can't do those kind of things. For Chelsea, it's a funny one, because they've spent a lot of money, and every time I look at the squad or who's playing, I'm umming and ahhing of where the money went, because there's four or five, maybe six players in the starting 11 that probably need to be replaced. I know obviously the strategy was to sign young players that can develop, but even some of the young players that they signed, I do think it was just kind of shiny new toy syndrome. Like, we can get him, so we will get him for the sake of it. And I think I've seen Chelsea fans online getting a bit annoyed at Maresca, because they actually think that he's not necessarily doing a better job than Pochettino. He's just got better players, and it's kind of equaled out, because they started really well and then they've petered off a bit, whereas with Pochettino it was the reverse. So I think the Chelsea fans that I've seen are quite annoyed, because Maresca keeps downplaying the remit of, you know, are we in a title fight, and it was no, and then now it's like top four, and he's kind of saying like, well, top four would be good, but basically I was told that, you know, top four, we should be aiming for that in my second season.